welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 417. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Who Is She? That's a new band that features Julia Shapiro from Chastity Belt, Robin Edwards of Lisa Prank, and Bria McKenna from Taco Cat, creating a Seattle supergroup. The track I played was called Top 8, and I think that's the first single from the album Seattle Gossip, which is out today, October 6th, on Father Daughter Records. It is a very good record, very much reminiscent of that kind of early 90s Kill Rock Stars and even K mixes of indie pop and punk, just doing it right and forever close to my heart. I've got lots of music for you this week, so I shouldn't chat too much. However, I do need to introduce the next song. As you know on the podcast, I'm always digging for power pop and often digging into commercial artists that had dalliances into power pop, as evidence of a Huey Lewis track not so long ago. Today I'm going to play something from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Certainly not a band that is a definitive power pop band, but there were leanings there, undeniable ones, especially in this track I'm going to play here. It's called Anything That's Rock and Roll. It's from his 1976 debut self-titled album that came out on Shelter Records. I'm going to miss Tom Petty. This one hits me harder than any of the other ones we've lost recently. So here we go, folks. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Anything That's Rock and Roll.
Rockin' birds steady to the sky when I to cheer him up when he gets the blues. Patty and Light, the opening band, even though they did their best. Even though they did their best, Patty's not impressed. Patty's not impressed.
And that was a set of rock and roll there for you. Jeremy Porter and the Tucos with the song Patty is Not Impressed off the album Don't Worry, It's Not Contagious. You can't pick that up until November 10th. It'll be out on New Fortune Records. But I want to give that a spin now to prep you because the band's coming through Kansas City and I figured you wanted to know what you're going to hear. Before that, we heard from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with Anything That's Rock and Roll, a timely play on the podcast, and Tom will be missed. Let's not talk more. Let's just play more music. This is High Waisted with the song Free Throw.
Oh,
days, like the convenience, refrigerators and microwaves. But I won't be shocked when they set this place a place. We're on all the time, though we're gone all the time. Trying to make multiple arrangements all at the same time. Gotta run, got multiple games, it's catching up game time. What's more without playtime? What's more without playtime? Another death by strangulation, another life wasted on the young.
Say is as good I'm not driving, I'd be doing about 95. I love that. That is Company Retreat from Kansas City, Missouri. The song is called 80s Babies, and it's on the album Trust No One. Came out today, October 6th, on Encapsulated Records. And they are playing a release show tonight at Davies, but more on that in a bit. Before that, we heard from High Waisted from New York City. The song is called Free Throw, and it's on the band Split with the Cokes that came out September 15th on Little Dickman Records. That band on tour with the Cokes played Kansas City a couple weeks ago, maybe a week ago, time flies. And they'll be coming back in a week or two out to the Replay in Lawrence. Picked that Split up at the show, and it is so solid. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's see, looking forward here, I've got a track from Luna. The song is called Friends.
What can I say? We've been friends for so long. Never knew it could go wrong. When I look at her, words just won't come. When I tried to write them, found I couldn't recite them. She said, when I look in her eye, all I see is goodbye.
Upon a time we had lightning in a bottle. Now next time you take can sail away on the finest timbers. I can run your ship aground.
Someone's going to have to help me out. Is Deer Tick a popular band? I mean, are they like Lumineers big? They should be. That song is called Card House, and it's on Deer Tick Volume 1, which came out September 15th on Partisan Records, a band based out of Providence, Rhode Island, though I think frontman John McCauley may be living in Nashville now. That is Volume 1, because there is a Volume 2, kind of split, one a little more Americana, one a little more garage rock, and I will be featuring Volume 2 next week. Before that, we heard from Luna with the song Friends. That's on the covers album A Sentimental Education that came out September 22nd on Double Feature. If you recognize that cover, more importantly, I guess, if you recognize that cover as a Velvet Underground cover, you are indeed a fan. That is a Doug Yule song from the band's final album, Squeeze, which kind of was a Velvet Underground album in name only. It looks like I'm out of time here, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 417. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me in any of your favorite social media sites like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, Company Retreat, as I mentioned, playing the 6th at Davies. And that's a good show tonight. I think Hipshot Killer's playing that, and that's a great pairing right there. On the 8th, Warriors are playing, and that's at Records with Merit. Originally supposed to be at the Replay, but has been moved to Records with Merit, making it much easier. I might make that show now. On the 11th, Racket Club is playing at the Riot Room. On the 12th, that Marilyn Manson show at the Midland has been canceled. So you can come to see the Bronx the 12th at the Riot Room instead. On the 13th, Jeremy Porter is playing at the Westport Saloon, and you heard him earlier today. Very solid album there. On the 14th, Poster Children are at the Replay, or Radar State is doing the 7-inch release party at the Mini Bar, or Wicks and Tricks are doing their 7-inch release party at Davies. On the 15th, Pixies are coming to the Midland. On the 17th, Craig Finn is at the Record Bar, or you can see High Waisted, the Cokes, and Drugs and Addicts at the Replay that night as well. On the 19th, Girlpool is at the White Schoolhouse, or Gin and Tortures at the Riot Room. Afghan Whigs are coming with Harmar Superstar. If it were Sha Na Na, then I might be there. But that's on the 22nd at the Record Bar. On the 25th, Nick Lowe is coming to Knuckleheads. The 26th, Selector Dub Narcotic at the Record Bar. The 27th, Shun is doing a show at the Riot Room. Ministry is playing at the Uptown. And Arcade Fire is playing at the Silverstein Eye Center, or whatever that arena is called, way out there in Independence. On the 28th, Voodoo Glow Skulls at the Granada. Regina Spector is at the Uptown on the 29th. And then on Halloween, you can go see Gogo Bordello at the Granada. And also, I hear Uncouth is playing at Blind Tiger. But more information about that lineup as I learn more. I'm sure there'll be a ton of bands pretending to be other bands, because that's what Halloween is good for. Looking at the website, a few things have popped up in the last week. I've been pretty busy. There are photos and videos and my thoughts of the Sundiver, High Waisted, Cokes, Mega Coil show that happened at the Mini Bar. Photos and videos and my thoughts of the Amy Ferrand, the like, and the Brandon Phillips and the Condition show that was at Davies. Photos, videos, thoughts about Partner, Pup, and Architects at the Granada, and photos up of the show earlier this week of Screaming Females, Street Eaters, Leggy, Rubs, and Whiffs are up as well. So plenty of things on the website to keep you interested and busy. I got one track left for you here. It's a Shurvon track. It's from the band's new 7-inch, two-song 7-inch. This is the A-side. It's called Blood Eagle, and it came out September 22nd on Broker's Tip, though they'll be playing a release show in a week or two, I think. But it is officially out, and people have their hands on it, and it is just a beautiful release. I love it personally because I love everything this band does. But if you listen to the song and you don't love it, I'll give you your money back. It's that simple. So let's end things here. This is Shurvon with the song Blood Eagle.
Morning breaks on a girl. girl gone wild, like the tear-stained face of a hopeless child. You can't keep that knife in between your teeth while you pound the nails in your Christmas wreath. Or just hold that rifle next to your ear, but you will never block all the sounds you fear that chill your bones in a naked night, like the basement dreams of cyclone light. And you'll run, and you'll run, and you'll run like a hopeless child. And you'll run, and you'll run. Our wings like we're born to run. But hard times, girl, wouldn't be so bad if they just didn't have to make you so sad. So let's bleed some blood just to watch it bleed, 'cause we got more stuff than we will ever.